Hello and welcome to the new human transmissions of a new consciousness, a new earth paradigm, and the frequencies of fifth world. I'm your host, Deanne Hampton, coming to you from a chilly morning in the mountains. Beautiful, exquisite ancient mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. Can we just sit in the center of this now? Breathe. Pause, drop in. It is increasingly important that we are stating and living our intentions out loud every day as we move through rapidly changing realities and circumstances. Intentions such as, my intention today is to live consciously. My intention is to see this moment, this person, clearly. My intention is to remain in my heart no matter where the day takes me. My intention is to love myself into a new state of being. My intention is to be only here, only now, present to all this magnificence, present to the mystery. These are just examples of ways in which you can incorporate intention into your day-to-day. Intention will help you stay in the vertical dispensation that is always present. This final month of 2025 brings the cycle of completion to a close. 2025 was a 9-year, so as you reflect back on what this year has been for you, what it has shown you, filled you with, or emptied you out of, taking time to reflect on the myriad of experiences that you have had throughout this year, you will be able to see how the frequencies, energies of endings, closure, moving on, resolution, death, both metaphoric and literal, have played out in your life. What did you learn about yourself this year? What were you able to let go of? And what are you now ready to allow in? Because 2026 is a 1 year. It begins a new cycle, new beginnings, fresh starts. So as we move through this month that typically has a lot of distractions, demands, expectations to fulfill, the lure and pressure of busyness, as we move through this month consciously, mindfully, allow grace and create space for new life to unfold. Because we live in a fluid reality versus the black and white perception of duality that consciousness in 3D is fixated on, this transition out of the death cycle and into the rebirth, golden age, higher vibrating timeline is not cut and dry like today we are here and tomorrow we are there. This shift, as with all dynamics of light, is fluid as well. Every day you are determining the pace at which karmic influences, old patterns and beliefs linger in your reality, personal reality, or not. And as we do that in our personal world, it is seeding a new grid in the collective. A strong awareness to lead with in December is that you are not navigating this month of completion to new beginnings. You are co-creating it with your higher self and incredibly expansive galactic energies. It is important that we increasingly so meet what we perceive as challenge or setback with the greater awareness of the new golden age, Aquarian energies of unity, of oneness. Feel that vertical magnetic continually adjusting and pulling your consciousness up from the old limiting patterns. In doing so, you invite the living field around you, that intelligence, in to support and co-create with you. You engage the shift to a new operating system. So, wherever December takes you this month, emotionally, mentally, physically, all the things, still the vibrational truth remains that 2026 starts a brand new cycle, and we have the opportunity to use that to our advantage, consciously get on board with healing, resolving, determining that old habits and emotions and fear, limiting belief will not come with us into 2026. The past only remains because of the energy we give it. So we're going to spend some time today on the new timeline and how it relates to many things, money, politics, relationships, and also to disclosure and AI and the rising consciousness of our planet. When it comes to the current timeline split, we absolutely must let go of all limiting thought. It takes a lot of work to be conscious, to be self-aware, and make ongoing choices to no longer live in old patterns. A higher timeline has opened. And guess who is leading the way? So to answer that, I'm going to share with you a recent experience in the Shining Ones Forest. An experience that, when it happened just over a week ago, all I could feel or imagine is that if I could gift just that one experience to the whole world, there would be no more fear or doubt in who we are. The Shining Ones Forest, one of the greatest classrooms, certainly of the last 25 years of my life, but also a truly vast planetary vortex, 100-acre wood, all on quartz, with all the earth energies on our planet, electric, magnetic, electromagnetic, as well as the new feminine and masculine, new masculine earth energies, diamond magnetic and emerald electric, which is pretty unprecedented in how the vortices all over the planet express their energy signatures. And it makes sense, given that the shining ones are here now to facilitate global and planetary activation, to usher us into a new genetics. There are stargates and ancient sites and sacred sites and underground tunnels and chambers and ley lines that connect to other vortices on the planet. When I am in these woods, 25 years strong, I can't even believe that experience there exists, that it's real, much less that this experience is happening to me, of me, for me, through me. These woods, this earth coordinate has filled me up and taught me so much about life, the Great Mother, about myself, about the nature of reality and existence, and really, most of all, magic. Again, I'm quite confident that anyone who had the same experience as me would let all other go and never look back. So let's work here for a moment with metaphor, which the Shining Ones call the language of the light, to help us truly see and understand the current energy that we find ourselves in. These woods are vast, which makes the entrance to these woods vast. So imagine 3 football fields poured together into a more oval-shaped container. That is the area we will call the lower dimensions, and I'm using that kind of language purposefully, the entrance to the Shining Ones forest. Fairly flat, as Asheville goes, easy to access, easy to navigate, with obvious trails. And from the perimeter of that commons area, trails start ascending on all sides, many of which I have made myself over the last quarter century. So spend some time with this so you can feel and see the imagery of what I am describing. Now, after Helene, that entire entry into the commons, the lower levels of the forest, it was just entirely annihilated. Hundreds of trees twisted and tossed and bent and uprooted and stacked in chaotic discord, blocking every possible potential of trying to even enter the woods, the known of this forest. For the last year, slowly, because this has happened all over Western North Carolina, but slowly, large trucks and logging equipment have come in to log the decimated area of the forest. And now what has started to emerge is that once you hike through the lower levels of the forest, which are now raised and, you know, orange clay and stacked, very tall stacks of large trees. But that lower level of the forest where the entire landscape has been completely rearranged, lower levels rearranged, reshaped, still in utter discord. But if you know this forest as I do, you can now get to the perimeter of the destruction and eventually find the beginnings of the upper trail systems. And once you enter into these upper levels of the forest, the trails are all open, undamaged. You can feel this energy so strongly in reference to the new grid. So the human kind of sneaks past the lower levels, invisible to the lower levels, pulled magnetically into the free spaces where destruction was never, ever even present. This is a template of the expression of 3D to 5D. And it is so meaningful to observe, to experience and feel how this forest, new earth energy intact, is mirroring what is happening and will continue to happen to the lower levels of consciousness and energy and constructs on our planet that belong to a different timeline and a different trajectory. All the while, the higher vibrating levels, pathways, and timelines are so incredibly beautiful and free. The invitation is just stunning. You can feel the grace, the open gateways. I found a giant piece of quartz, and it was clearly in a place that was new, meaning, I mean, I have been up this trail where I found it for bazillions of times, and it's like it just got dropped there, came from some other location. This beautiful piece of quartz, shaped like animals. I saw two or three different animals and elements and cosmos. You could see like the Milky Way, strip of the Milky Way made out of sparkly diamond-like quartz through the center of the giant piece of quartz with many other different kinds of quartz. It was like being in a nature equivalent of Tiffany's. And I'm constantly in a state of wonder. And when I find these quartz, I'm like, what is happening? So I did try to pick it up, by the way. Not to take it, but I like to pick up quartz that I find that are just seem like they're too close to the trail or on the trail where they might be, you know, disregarded. I like to pick them up and put them in a little altar space, either by an ancient tree or, you know, underneath a mountain laurel. I tried to pick up this quartz and it was like, nope. And I'm like, okay, I'm glad. I guess you're right exactly where you want to be. But I went so slow. I was so deliberate with my movement in these upper levels. My mind was not driving. My energy was just taking in and being present to and absorbing, capturing, attuning to as much as I possibly could of what the Gaia realms and the Earth Mother were communicating. I had no idea, moment to moment, what was going to happen, what I would discover as I continued to climb. I love that. That's exactly what the higher dimensions in these higher vibrating spaces that we're transitioning into, we don't know what they're about. And as you know, I have been feeling the magnetics of the Kali Temple for many, many months. Really, since, okay, so Helene happened in the end of September 2024. And by December to January, December 2024 to January of 2025 is when I felt the Kali Temple looking for me, like looking for my frequency because it was used to me. I went up there and held space and meditated and brought all of my love and just sat in my heart and wonder. I took a few different groups of women in Vortex Experience up there to hold that space and meditate. Really guided whose energy was a compliment to take them there. So I have felt it wondering where I was. And guess what? I made it to the Kali Temple in November of 2026. That's a year and, you know, a month and a half that I hadn't been up there. It was definitely a heart-opening, emotional experience. Kali Ma is the Hindu goddess of time, change, and destruction, often seen as a fierce but loving mother, which is surely what I feel when I go visit her. She is worshipped for her power to destroy ignorance, ego, and evil, represented in the lower levels of this forest, leading to the spiritual growth and transformation, the unscathed higher dimensions of time and space and beauty still present in this forest where this temple is. There's so much more to discover and open up in these interdimensional earth realms. The earth recognizes herself in the frequencies now arriving. And she is communicating to, heart to heart, drawing to her those who can recognize her in these new frequencies arriving as well. What I felt so strongly as I climbed that day and have felt really increasingly so over the years of communion with this place is that this planet holds all the secrets. She knows everything that we need to know to evolve. The receptive nature of Earth amplifies your ability to anchor higher possibilities into form. Every time I am out on the earth, and you know, if you know me at all, I'm very devoted to it, and I'm very consistent with it, and I am running a trail at 7 a.m. when it's 26 degrees outside. Every time I'm out on the earth, the mother reminds me that this, my intuitive relationship with this planet, is not accidental, that I have prepared for this for a very long time. So let's pause here to celebrate her, to commune and open our heart to her wisdom, her light, her frequencies. This song, the harmonics here, were created as a prayer for Gaia. And when this meditation came in, I was standing, but feel free to work with it as you are guided.